It's been incredible, and I think I don't think anyone would have quite foreseen this to be the case at halftime. Fremantle are leading by a point. We know Geelong looked a bit sluggish early. Fremantle came out of the blocks. But Geelong got to work in that second quarter, and the significant stat for mine is they've had 31 inside 50s to halftime. So they're on track for a 60-plus inside 50 game, so they're certainly giving their forwards plenty of opportunities, lots of supply to Fremantle's only 17 inside 50s. But it's the accuracy of Fremantle. They've gone at 80%. When they're having shots at goal, 80% of the time it's going through the big sticks. And that's been significant compared to Geelong's 42%. So that's probably where the game is, despite the numbers looking pretty impressive for Geelong, particularly in the inside 50 count, while there is only a one-point difference in this game so far.
Yeah, 7-2 to 6-7. Certainly making the difference, with Fremantle making the most of their opportunities. They got a huge reception as they walked off the ground. The Dockers, the crowd, haven't had a lot to cheer about this season, but they were pretty happy with the effort, particularly, I think, the tackling pressure and the physicality in the first half.
Yeah, well, that's been significant. We did highlight it in the first quarter. Just the team defence, and I think that's what the crowd are really getting behind now. They want to see that swarming team defence of Fremantle have made a name for themselves over the last few years, and they haven't seen that much this year. They've seen glimpses of it, but to see it in full flight, they're causing turnovers, they're chasing, they're tackling, they're putting pressure on the front, they're causing indecision in the minds of the Geelong players. That's the Fremantle that the crowd have been so desperately wanting to see all season, and we're seeing that so far in the first half.
I don't want to rain on the Fremantle parade. It's been a vastly improved effort for the first half tonight, Luke, but you'd think if Geelong get 62 inside 50s by the end of this match, they're going to win the match.
Well, that's correct, and that's the significant number, I think. If you're going to have your forwards getting 60-plus inside 50s, you're going to have enough opportunity to kick a score. They haven't been as accurate as Fremantle, but you think just sheer weight of numbers over the night, if we see that inside 50 count continuing in the vein that it is, they're going to kick a winning score eventually.
I think the job that Zach Dawson has done on Tom Hawkins has, we should mention it, it's not just his, and Tom Hawkins with that sort of supply could be a factor in this match, but it's not just the one-on-one contest that I reckon Dawson wins, it's his willingness to leave Hawkins, and we saw it down here with a really good spoil. He left his opponent, ran 20 metres forward and created a spoil up the field. If he gets that wrong, who do you reckon is going to kick a goal? His direct opponent. But that's the great strength of Zach Dawson. We do know that at certain times he doesn't dispose of the ball well, or he handballs too quickly. His willingness to quickly get the ball out of my hands does put Fremantle under pressure, but his performance tonight in the first half has been very important.
Yeah, I think it's been excellent, and that is the value. You've knocked it on the head, Peter. That's the value that Zach Dawson brings to the Fremantle side. He's not the cleanest ball user. He does make some poor decisions at times, but his ability to read the ball coming in, to come off his opponent, to impact, he does it selflessly time and time again. And Hawkins has been an absolute non-factor tonight. He's had one touch, and I think credit needs to be given where it's due, and Dawson has been significant.